What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this hot and sunny first day of summer on a Saturday night here in Atlanta. You got me for the next 3 hours. I'll be taking you up to 10 o'clock when we will turn this network over to Infinity Sports. But between now and then, we're going to chop this thing up like onions. Me and you, baby. 404-726-0929. It's a great day. Not only is it a beautiful sunny day in Atlanta, but in two more outs, the Atlanta Braves will complete a 7-0. It better be 7-0. Win over the Miami Marlins. And then they will try to win a series on Sunday. And I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to talk to my guy, Lindsey Crosby, at 8 o'clock. Because Dom Taroski, who is here with me, producing this show. Dom, I have to eat some crow today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, somebody give me some hot sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce. I like my crow fried. Because last week on these very airwaves, I sat here and I called the Braves every bad name that my brain could come up with. I called them bums. I called them underachievers. I called them everything I could think of that could be said on live radio network because I was highly upset. Okay? I told them I didn't care. If you were listening last week, you remember. I said, I didn't care that you're beat up on the Colorado Rockies. I didn't care. I didn't care that you had won a couple games against the Milwaukee Brewers. Didn't mean nothing to me. Didn't mean nothing to me. I said, do it against the Mets, and then I'll be a little impressed. I said, win some games in the division, and I'll be impressed. But I didn't expect it. I sure didn't expect Home Depot to sell out of brooms over the weekend, because everybody took them to Truist Park when we swept the Mets. I did not expect that. So, as a result, I'm going to swallow my pride. I told them, if that happened, Dom, I said, I'll come on here next weekend and show some. I'll put some respect on Atlanta Braves' name. And I want to know how you feel out there at 404-726-0929. I asked last week, I asked very simply, I said, are you buying the Braves beating up on bad teams? The Braves kicking the Colorado Rockies all over Truist Park. A lot of people would say, I wouldn't buy this. You know, I mean, I made a joke last week, Dom, that I see teams in the PBR league at Lake Point that could beat the Colorado Rockies. You know, so I was not feeling it. I can't say that now. I cannot say that at all. I have to eat this crow. I'm going to get a knife, a fork, some hot sauce, ketchup, Chick-fil-A sauce, Zaxby's sauce, whatever will make this crow taste better, and I'm going to eat it. I'm going to smile because the Braves are finally playing like a true playoff contender. The Braves are finally not only beating the teams they should beat, like they're doing today, they're beating first-place teams like the New York Mets. Now, you get four more with them next week. Then you see the Phillies. You got to keep this thing going. And my guy, Lindsey Crosby, at 8 o'clock, is going to tell us why the Braves are playing so well and how they can keep this going. But that'll be then. For now, I'm going to talk to you. First, I'm going to talk to Dom. First off, Dom, I ain't seen you in a while. You know I've been looking forward to talking to you, my friend.
Absolutely.
You know why I've been looking forward to talking to you. My favorite Atlanta-born, raised, everything Atlanta, Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Ooh-wee. Can't wait to talk to you. What time are we going to do that, Dom? I gave you the rundown. We're going to do that about 8:40.
Mm-hmm.
Set your clocks. I was watching ESPN this week, and they were dogging the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I said, oh, my boy Dom going to fight y'all if y'all don't shush. And I'm going to give Dom a chance to respond. I'm going to give Dom a chance to let it be known that ESPN lost their mind. Because ESPN pretty much said the Steelers ain't worth a darn, right? That's what they said, Dom. I ain't saying. Don't get mad at me, Dom. I'm going to let you. That's going to be at 8:40.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Okay?
9 o'clock, we're going to talk some NBA draft. The draft will be here in 3 days. 3 days, the draft will be here. Hawks have 2 first-round picks. We're going to talk about that. I was doing some research. I mean, look, the 13th pick overall doesn't sound super. Don't sound like last year, number one pick overall. Don't sound that sexy, do it? No, it don't. But I'm going to tell you the history of the 13th pick in the NBA draft. And you can say, the Hawks can do something like that. We might be all right. We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock hour. 404-726-0929. Now, my past week, you know, I see Dom's answering the phones over there. Y'all calling. We're going to get to you. Don't worry. Just let Dom line them up. We're going to get to you. I'll tell you about what I've been doing the past couple days. You know, it's summertime. First off, I don't know who called Summer and told Summer that you know, time to show up. Why? Because, I mean, the heat out there the past couple days has just been ridiculous, okay? And anybody who knows me, everybody knows where I've been the past couple days, right? Where I've been, Dom, tell them if they don't know me. You know where I've been.
Where you been?
Where I'm at every weekend, most days during the summer.
Oh, you doing baseball?
Yeah,
and you doing
I'm doing baseball
stuff.
Yeah, I'm umpiring, man. Mm-hmm. You call me chicken. I've been out there baking, man. I mean, you can season me with some, you know, Caesar salt, some Maori's, and eat me, man. It was hot.
I'm hot. I'm very happy to be inside.
Yeah, right me too. Now. Right now, even though I got this sun, I'm about to close
beaming,
these blinds.
Yeah,
the sun is coming right behind me. On the Kia Studios here at Colony Square.
Caleb was saying the same thing. Yeah, he was like, I was sitting here wondering why I'm feeling toasty.
Yeah, but Summer showed up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Why? Who called Summer? I don't know. I didn't miss Summer. Did you miss Summer? Who out there missed Summer? Because Summer's here. But, you know, yesterday, this is where I was at North Cobb Christian High School yesterday. Calling baseball, had a great time, had a bunch of 15-year-olds out there. I met some teams from my neck of the woods, Dom. I met 2 teams from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. One of them in particular, I want to give them a little love. I know they're listening. I appreciate it. I'm sitting on the sideline, Dom, next to the dugout. I got my little notepad out, right? And a coach comes up to me and says, what you doing? Taking notes? Like, y'all, you know, telling us how bad we are. I was like, no, coach, I'm actually planning my radio show for tomorrow. He was like, oh, really? Cool. And I was like, yeah, I got a little sports show on the weekend, sports radio 9-9 game. I was like, you guys are from D.C., so you know 106.7 The Fan. That's our sister station, right? I believe Chris had one of their hosts on earlier this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because you was here. I mean, Dom, you the hardest working man in 929 game right now, right? I mean, do you live here right now?
Pulling yeoman's work, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, my God. I look at the schedule like, boy, does Dom get a day off?
Nope.
I ain't mad at you. What you gonna do? What you gonna, I ain't gonna put all your business in the street. What you gonna do with that check? What you gonna do with all that?
Ooh, man. Well, you know, like I said, I told everyone. I think I mentioned this on air already. My girlfriend and I moved in together recently. So
congratulations.
That's been,
okay.
Furnishing the apartment and stuff like that.
So appreciate Mike Conte. Appreciate Omar Romaine.
Yes.
All those extra hours been coming
exactly,
in handy.
Exactly.
Furnishing an apartment can be expensive.
Very.
You had to put some down payments on stuff. Oh yeah. Okay. Let me stop putting all your business in the street. Let me go back to what I was saying. So, it is final. Braves have won 7-0. Grant Holmes looked really good again. We're going to talk about that. All right. But I was on the baseball field yesterday, North Cobb Christian. I'm talking to this coach. He's like, yeah, we're from the D.C., Virginia area. Of course, I grew up in Baltimore. Ravens got another all-pro defensive back. Yeah, Dom, I know you heard about that. They're going to win to the NFC North again. I mean, AFC North again. You know they're going to do it. But I'm going to let you talk about the Steelers later. We'll get to that. But I was talking to this team, and they were having a good game. They won today, 7-4, and they are the 15-year-old team out of Northern Virginia, and they are coached by Mike Mata and Neil Dutton, and they beat a team today. I mean, some really good teams. They beat the Bo Jackson Elite team today, okay? If you are a team and you're wearing a jersey that says Bo Jackson, you better be good, okay? Do people realize how good of an athlete Bo Jackson was? Do you think any of those kids on that 15-year-old Bo Jackson team actually know what kind of name they got on their chest?
Oh, 15-year-olds?
Yeah.
Probably not.
You know, I mean, you
probably
know,
not.
The rumor is Bo Jackson ran the fastest 40 of all time. You know that,
yeah,
right? Like
uh-huh.
3.9
something
or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, the story was he was at a pro day. He didn't want to run his 40. Okay. They said, come on, Bo, run the 40. He said, fine, I'm going to run this 40, but I'm going to keep going. I'm not coming back. And some people said, yeah, he clocked it 3.9, 4.0, 4.1, something crazy like that. And he just, you know, Bo Jackson has left the building.
Yep.
Crazy. But my team from Northern Virginia beat them today. And some of the players, I'm going to give them some love. I had them yesterday. They was good players. They're 15U. I might see them tomorrow. I'm back at Lake Point tomorrow. I'll be at Georgian Highlands on Monday. So I may bump into them again. But I told Coach I'm going to show them some love. So my man Aiden Fairfax, Aiden Payne, Alex Russell, Xander Amaya, Andreas Malrot. Hope I said that right. Anthony Fiore, Antonio Burke, Christian Colina, Colby Harris, Caben Crane, Jackson Stelma, Jaden Kopecky, Landon Markowitz. Now, I know how to say Markowitz because my football coach was a Markowitz. Chuck Markowitz up in Baltimore, Maryland, North County High School. Landon, are you related to Chuck Markowitz? The whole football coach at Arundel and North County and other places? That was my football coach. Logan Cassiano, Max Egbert, and Rowan Moore. Keep up the good play, guys. You're representing the DMV. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. My family lives in Annapolis. I got some family in D.C. I got some family in Virginia. You're representing the DMV. Come down here, show all these teams, the 15U PBR teams, how we do it. I appreciate you guys. I'll see y'all later. And Coach Neil, keep coaching them. Keep coaching them. Coach Mike, keep coaching them. And all the guys, you know, all my guys, you know, every week I come on here and I talk about my baseball days, all my umpires out there. Hydrate, guys. Hydrate. Players, hydrate. Summer is here. Oh, my good God almighty. I want to go back to February when I complained about being cold out there, Dom. I can take the cold more than I can take this.
I say it 24/7, 365
give me
days
cold.
A year.
Give me cold,
give
right?
Give me the cold over the hot.
Yeah.
Always.
And it's just going to get worse over the next week, 2 weeks. I got plenty of games coming up, and I was looking at the forecast. It's going to be 95, 94, 97. Woo-wee, but I'm still going to be out there. Okay, the lines are full. We got to take a little break, but if you want to get in here, you can. 404-726-0929. It is final. The Braves have won 7-0. Grant Holmes went a little over 5. No-hit baseball. He followed up his 15-strikeout game against Colorado with a gem today. The Braves have won, let's see, they swept the Mets. They've won one against Miami, so that's 4 out of 5, okay? They took 2 out of 3 for Colorado, okay? That's 6 out of 8. They took 2 out of 3 versus Milwaukee. That's 8 out of 10. The Braves have won 8 of their last 10. How you feeling about this? Are you ready? I got on a Braves hat today. Are you ready to get back on this Braves choo-choo train? I'm going to get on it. I'm going to buy a ticket. I ain't going to be the conductor. I ain't going to be checking names at the gate, but I'm going to get on this train because I think the Braves are ready to do this. I think the Braves have finally figured out their mojo. And we'll see if they can keep this thing going. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter, 404-726-0929. It's in the books. Braves 7, Miami Marlins 0. Call me. Talk to you later. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 404-726-0929.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The Atlanta Braves win today 7-0. But I think the Atlanta Braves have a problem. Now, some will argue with me that it's a pretty good problem to have. But when you got a rookie by the name of Drake Baldwin, who is balling out of control, today he's 2-for-4, 3-run homer, scored 3 runs, 1 walk. How can he not be your everyday catcher? Well, because we all have our all-star that's already playing catcher. Sean Murphy. Now, I know he wasn't all-star last year because he was hurt. But he sure was an all-star in 2023. What are you to do, Brian Snicker? What are you to do, double A, is the real question. Do you trade Sean Murphy? Because you can't trade the kid, right? You can't trade the kid. He's younger. Got a lot more career to go. He's under, got a much more team-friendly contract. Do you trade a all-star catcher away from your team so that the rookie can play every day? Or do you just keep doing what you're doing? Sean 2, Drake 1. Drake 1, Sean 2. Sean 2, I don't know, flip a coin. 404-726-0929. And Ronald Acuna Jr. I mean, what can I say? Do you know this man is almost batting 400? This man is batting like 391 or something insane like that. Scored 3 more runs today. 2 more base hits. Flying around the field. Diving, scoring, making plays in the outfield. I don't know if he did all that today, but you know what he does on a regular basis. How insane is it that this man, coming back off this injury, not taking it easy, not trying to say, let me ease my way into being Mr. All-World. Nope. I go 110 from the time I put on my cleats to the time I take them off, and you're seeing what is happening because of it. The Braves have won 8 of their last 10. 8 of their last 10. How do you feel about that? 404-726-0929. Is this team truly here to stay? Have they truly turned the corner? Or is this a, is this a fugazi, maybe? Is this a Jedi mind trick, shall we say? Are they tricking us? Are they messing with our emotions? Are they going to go up to New York and go back to being them Braves we saw in April and May? Bet not. Bet not. This ain't no fugazi. This the real deal, right? 404-726-0929. Steve, it's Neville. You're up first. Are the Braves a fugazi, or is this the real deal?
Yes, I think what has happened to the Braves is they have stopped chasing bad pitches. They started making pitchers throw strikes. And look here, man, nobody cares about Baltimore. Go back up there and talk that junk. This is Falcon territory.
Look here now. Dom, tell Steve what shirt I have on right now.
Yeah, I would say no. He is Atlanta out.
Yes,
he's fully committed.
Yes, I have on a Falcons shirt as we speak, Steve. Me and Dom go back and forth because Dom's a Steelers fan. And yeah, I'll cheer for the Ravens when I think about them. But I ain't worried about whether or not I let my mom and my brother carry that Ravens card. I am a true dirty bird. I've been here almost 30 years. I ride and die with the birds. I ain't gonna put my business in the street. But I was in Houston 10 years ago as a paying customer, a really strong paying customer, sitting there not believing what happened in front of my eyes. This was before I was in the sports business, Dom. I couldn't get a credential, even though I probably wouldn't have got one anyway. I bought a ticket, bought a flight, went to Houston, sat there, was doing the dirty bird in the stands, up 28-3. Y'all going to get me PTSD. Can't do that. 404-726-0929. But, Steve, I appreciate that call. I know where I am, and I love being here. So, hey, man, are the Braves a fugazi? I think this is the real deal. Okay, now this is the problem. This is the other problem. Chris Sale's taking a little time off. He's not on vacation. He's headed to the IL. That's coming at a bad time.
Yeah, I was going to say, when that news came out, it just kind of felt like the hits keep coming.
It's coming at a bad time.
Especially when you start to feel like you're catching momentum.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
You end this month.
Yeah.
Well, take that back. Rewind the tape. When I was here last week, I said, okay, we have 13 division games coming up. Guess what? We're halfway through those already. We played 6, technically tomorrow 7. Is it 40%? We about halfway through those 13 division games. And we're 4-1 already. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. We better be 5-1 this time tomorrow. Right? They play early tomorrow. I think they play like 2 o'clock maybe. We better be 5-1 in these 13 division games by this time tomorrow. Okay. Don't need your ace to miss the next 2 weeks on the 15-day IL. I still call it a DL, but IL, whatever you call it. This is bad, bad timing. But you got to play through it. Next man up. And from what I can see, and I can't wait to ask my guy Lindsey Crosby about it at 8 o'clock, Grant Holmes could be this next man up. Grant Holmes, over his last two starts, has an ERA under 1 over his last two starts. Over his last two starts, he has, count them, 20 strikeouts over his last two starts. Yes, it was versus the Rockies and the Marlins. Last time I checked, they still get paychecks. I know they ain't, I don't think you're putting together no all-star teams from the Rockies and the Marlins, but it's still major league batters, and Grant Holmes has been mowing them down. So, Chris Sale, get back as soon as possible, please. I don't know how bad this injury is. I haven't read the story. I just got the update on my app. Can we get through this stretch without him? Now, the one thing you would say is, well, while he was pitching, we wasn't really winning games. That's not his fault. He was doing his job. The Braves bats were not doing anything when Chris Sale was on the bump. Bats seem to be starting to come alive. Home runs are flying out the park. They're hitting with guys and runners in scoring position, which was a huge problem for the Braves early in the year. The Braves probably led Major League Baseball with runners left on base. Got to clean that up a little bit, okay? We all know they've had issues in the bullpen. Well, you win 7-0 today. Holmes went 5 2/3, I believe. That means the bullpen pitched almost 4 innings, didn't give up a run. Someone told me, I didn't see it, the Rocio Iglesias had a clean save one day this week or something like that. I would have believed it when I saw it. I was busy. But if somebody told me that, I would call you a liar, but I looked it up. I guess he did have a clean save.
It happened.
It really happened. It's kind of like a meteorite or what's that thing called when it comes to the eclipse?
It's like Halley's Comet.
There you go, man.
Like once every like 40 years or something like
Iglesias
that.
Iglesias had a clean save, 1-2-3. Hey, I'm telling you, I think these Braves are, it's not a fugazi, man. This is not, you can go get this thing appraised. You can go to the pawn shop and be like, hey, man, can you put that little jewelry thing on? Look at these braids for me. Tell me what I got. You might have something for real. What you think? 404-726-0929. So you win this game against the Marlins today. You get the Marlins again tomorrow. And then you see these Mets again for four in New York. Now, the Mets are playing the Phillies this weekend. Good thing for the Braves is we really don't care who wins or loses those games. Long as, I mean, somebody's got, they can't tie. There's no ties in Major League Baseball. So somebody's getting a loss. And whoever loses those games sit above you in the standings. That's a win-win for the Braves, okay? And as I heard somebody say, I think it was Deuce Bell. I mean, Dom, you can confirm this. Winning these division games is actually like winning. I think it was Grant McCauley.
Yeah, it was Grant.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Winning these division games is like winning two games, okay? I don't care what you do versus the NL West, even though the Giants had outnumbered and the Dodgers, you know, did everything. But that's great. It's over. When is these division games are the key to these Braves getting back to playoff contention? And let's talk about playoff contention. Read an article on ESPN today, okay? ESPN listed the 10 teams in the National League and the American League that they believe are true playoff contenders. And in the National League, the Atlanta Braves were not one of the teams. In the National League, the ESPN says, yep, this division, the National League East, will come down to the Phillies and the Mets and the Braves, who dug themselves a double-digit division deficit, probably, at best, might could get back in wild card contention. But they don't think, ESPN and all the guys who put together, don't think the Braves have a chance to get back in this division. It is June 22nd. You still have about 90 games to go. You keep playing like this, Braves, you have a chance. Now, yes, or go to 9290game.com right now. There's an article we have that says pretty much the Braves need to win two out of every three games for the rest of the year. Yes. Seems like an insurmountable obstacle. But it actually can be done. Nobody said you got to win two, lose one. What you got to do is you got to rip off 4, 5, 6, and then lose one or two at the most, and then rip off 4, 5, 6, and then lose one. You can't have a week where you go 2-5. You can't have a 10-12 game stretch where you go 3-9. You can't do it. You cannot afford that right now. Why? Yes, because you did dig a really big hole. The schedule does get tougher, but as we've gotten tougher, we are stepping up and handling our business. Will this continue? 404-726-0929. I'm happy, okay? Last week, I was very, very humble. I was very sad because the Braves had a really bad week and then started beating up on a really bad team. And I wasn't buying the Kool-Aid. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not. And then, of course, it was Father's Day. It was Sunday, and they went out there and laid an egg. They went out there and let Colorado score 9-10 runs on them in, like, three innings. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, oh, it's Father's Day. Yay, the Braves are winning. Okay, we'll keep, see what happens. I was like, okay, let's see if we can get this sweep. Maybe I'll be happy. And while I'm on air, the bullpen comes in and gives up, like, 6 runs. And I'm like, see, y'all trying to ruin my day. I came in here in a good mood, and y'all trying to ruin my day. Same thing. Not today, though. I'm here, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Braves played at 4. I was like, yep, you know what that means. The game will go final just as I'm either sitting in the chair or after I get in it. I was in the chair for maybe 5 minutes. Game goes final, 7-0. I'm good for the rest of the night. Okay, I got to be here till 10. I can smile the entire time. I'll smile a lot more when this sun stops beating on me. What time does the sun go down? About 8:30, 8:45? I got about another hour to deal with this, don't
I? Realistically, probably another hour and a half.
You know what? I can live with this because I'm looking at Brian Snicker. I can't hear him, but I'm looking at all these stats that are getting posted from today's game. Ozuna, 2-for-4. Money Mike, single in the second, stolen base. And then they just had Acuna's number up there. Acuna's batting 391. You keep flashing these stats like this, Holmes, going five innings, not giving up any runs, striking out guys. I can live with this. I can live with this. I ain't got nothing else to watch tonight, even though game one of the Men's College World Series just first pitch was about, what, 20 minutes ago. I'll update you on that a little bit later. But I can deal with this. This part I can deal with, and I hope you can too. So, tomorrow, oh, here we go with the schedule. Marlins tomorrow, 1 o'clock, and then 4. 4 against the Mets. And I don't know why the Mets do this. The Mets are one of those teams that play at 6:30. What kind of foolishness is that? 4. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they had set up the rotation so that Chris Sale would see the Mets. That ain't going to happen. Spencer, we need you to lead us. Grant, you pitched today, so you won't see the Mets. We'll see you next week at the end of the week versus the Phillies. Schwelly, I'm sure you're going to see the Mets. I need you to do your thing. And the Bats. Obviously, the Bats made it to South Florida. I know the Bats like – I mean, who doesn't like South Florida, right? The Bats like South Florida. Hopefully, the Bats like Queens as well. Flushing. I think they're playing Flushing, right? I like a trip to New York. Go out, maybe see a Broadway show. Get some good food. Hopefully the bats like a trip to the NYC. Because if those Bats and the Arms show up at Citi Field, let's win another series. No splits. 4 games, no splits. Win 3 out of 4. That's what we need. We need series wins. We'll see if we can keep this thing going. 404-726-0929. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. We'll take a little break. Come back. Keep this thing going.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have breaking news in the world of sports on this Saturday night. In the last 30 minutes, one of the greatest athletes of all time in his respective sports has said, "I'm calling it quits." Just last week, and I didn't realize this, where's Abe Gordon when I need him? Abe, you're supposed to let me know these things. Just last week, UFC was in Atlanta. Did you know that, Dom? UFC was in Atlanta last week?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Okay. I saw a news flash come up on my phone and said, UFC breaks record or brings record attendance to State Farm Arena. 18,000 people showed up to State Farm Arena last week to see UFC number whatever it was. Now, I'm not going to call myself the biggest UFC fan, okay? I'm not even going to call myself a UFC, like, you know,
Enthusiast,
thank you. Or, you know, anybody who really knows much. That's Abe Gordon's title. We know who Abe Gordon is at this station. He's our boxing and our fight guy, okay? But I would have went to Atlanta.
Abe is our any sort of obscure sport.
Yeah.
He's our go-to guy.
Right. You know, I mean, I would have been one of 18,000 to go see UFC last Saturday night if I had the time and things like that.
Yeah.
But I do know who John Bones Jones is.
Of course.
And now I'm be sad to say I never got to see him fight because he just retired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hasn't he retired before? Or, I mean, I know he got sent home a couple times.
Yeah, he's had a few
hiatuses. You know, like, why don't you go away and come back?
Yeah, some substance abuse stuff. Yeah.
But it says here, now this is from Dana White. Dana White is the owner, CEO, head honcho, pick a title of UFC. John Jones has officially retired per Dana White. Now, this is the thing that I really need Abe for. Abe, text me, tweet me something. As a result, Tom Aspinalli is the new UFC heavyweight champ. They don't have a tournament. They don't have a, you know, you just give the title to somebody else?
Yeah, let's say that's pretty interesting. I'm not exactly sure if there was any other circumstances around him having the belt currently.
He didn't beat John Bones Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, but like John had won it outright. So it's strange.
Say no more.
Yeah, it should
say
just
no
be a
more.
Vacated you, title at that point. It should just be a vacated title, and then whoever is
number one contender,
number two.
Number two or top four guys.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, how do, that yeah, wouldn't happen
I,
in boxing.
Yeah, that's a little strange there.
You know,
I feel like it would usually be a vacated title.
I can't even tell you who the boxing champion is right now, heavyweight anything. Is it still Vladimir Klitschko? I mean,
no idea. Not off the top of my head. Have no idea.
You know what? Let's think about that for a second. You got two guys, you listen, it's Eric Slaughter, Dom Cherosky producing the show for me. You got two guys who work in the sports industry. And I don't know if this says anything about us or if this says something about the world or the status of the heavyweight division of boxing right now. That neither one of us can tell you who the heavyweight champion of the world is. I don't know. I remember Deontay Wilder getting his butt kicked
by Tyson Fury. Stuff, yeah.
But didn't Tyson Fury lose it? Like,
he did. He did. He lost the fight not too long ago.
Yeah, Tyson Fury lost it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who that somebody is? I guess. I mean, I got a computer at my fingertips, but that's a shame.
Well, with that though, I think boxing has had a real big issue. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I think pay per view is one of the things that really killed boxing.
Why?
That
every you know boxing before, had been pay per view,
but
gold for forever.
But for a long time, you didn't have to. Like for a long time, especially with the greats and stuff like that.
Going back to Muhammad Ali and Leon Spinks?
Even still, yes.
It's NBC's boxing of the. You want Howard Cosell to come back? And
that's the last time boxing was at its most prevalent.
No. I mean,
the only reason boxing was relevant
when it was
this
free on HBO
was,
and Showtime, it was pretty big.
Yes,
but even HBO and Showtime are page. Well, no, those are cable channels where you had to have a cable subscription to watch it.
But boxing, I think, kind of had an issue that a lot of other sports now are having with all of the segmentation of how they're selling stuff off to streaming. It's just hard to watch.
Well, especially now that I think, you know, and like I said.
And also,
I don't have any stats in front of me.
And
go ahead,
Floyd. And also, and as another part of this is because Floyd, I think, killed a lot of interest in boxing because of his style. For
but
people
Floyd
like me,
wasn't a heavyweight. Okay, Floyd was
but
a.
But he was the
middleweight,
best,
super
the best
super power. Middleweight,
mm-hmm.
And he was a defensive boxer. Not a lot of action. I respected. I saw all of Floyd's fights. The sweet signs of boxing
mm-hmm.
is what Floyd Mayweather showed you, that I don't have to knock you out, but you ain't going to hit me, and I'm going to jab you and counterpunch you to death
and
win this fight on points.
And that's great technical boxing. It's a terrible watch.
Right. It's a terrible watch. I can remember the night. I remember this vividly. I was at a fight party the night he fought. Was it what's the guy from the Philippines?
Oh, you mean Manny?
Yeah, Manny. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was Manny, right? Mm-hmm. And they was like, we waited 10 years to see this.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
And see, they say Pacquiao was hurt that night, too, and they came out later.
Floyd also fought Pacquiao when Pacquiao was a politician at that point.
Right, and he was hurt that, you know, like, and they're like, there's no action. And then it comes out, well, Pacquiao had a hurt shoulder. Well, why didn't you tell us?
But I think, again, I think that all of a part of it is because when Floyd was essentially the face of boxing, it was nothing but boring fights, and he wasn't taking the fights that we wanted to see him. So for me, someone who that's kind of the prime era where I would have been able to get into boxing.
Okay.
For me, it was like, so you want me to pay $100-something for the pay-per-view to watch this boring ass fight that against a fighter that I don't even really want to see him fight? Like, I wanted to see him fight Manny Pacquiao.
Right. Did he? But he fought Canelo. He beat Canelo, right?
That is true.
Okay. And Canelo is one of the
hardest
punchers in the history of boxing.
Absolutely incredible.
He couldn't hit Floyd. He couldn't knock Floyd out.
You're right. And that's, again, a style thing. It's like, all right, well,
Mayweather Jr. was the greatest defensive fighter of all time.
Yeah.
And he made every boxer say, yep, I'm going to come out here and knock you out. He's like, you ain't even going to lay a glove on me. They call me Pretty Boy. Actually, he used to be. Before he was Money Mayweather, he was Pretty Boy Mayweather.
Yep.
And he said, you ain't going to damage my face because you ain't going to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make more money than any of y'all have ever thought about making. And he did. Okay?
He did.
But that still wasn't the heavyweight champ of the world.
Exactly. And, I was saying boxing suffered because of that.
And I'm telling you, the other issue I think there is with boxing, and I'll look up some things maybe while I'm on break. I think the last three or four major heavyweight fights have been in some foreign land where you have to watch it at God knows what hour or
different times
or like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because it's prime time over there. And everybody like, yeah, you know, the heavyweight championships on the Saudi Arabia, which is a great country, you know. Probably some have been in the UK. I can't tell you where, but they have not been in the U.S. When's the last time the heavyweight championship of the world was in Vegas, which is the boxing capital of the world? Who knows? And, Dom, if you're looking, please tell me who the heavyweight champ is because I should be ashamed of myself, okay? But I know who the UFC heavyweight champion was. That was John Bones Jones. And he has retired today. Is on ESPN now. Heavyweight champ John Jones retires, and they give the title, just give it to another guy. Just give it to him. What is up with that? I mean, how much money could the UFC make having a vacated title tournament? Where is my view? If you are a UFC aficionado, call me right now, please, 404-726-0929, and help me understand this, okay? Is there any other major sport that just gives their title over to another person? Anything you got? I mean, they don't even do that in WWE. And that's scripted. I love it to death, too. But it's scripted. When a champ gets hurt, a champ leaves, they say, fine, title's vacated. We're going to take three or four guys. You can have a tournament. How is it that the UFC, which is supposed to be real, it is real. I mean, you ain't going to get somebody, walk up and me on the street, hey, man, I'm going to show you how real the UFC is. That ain't going to happen to me. Okay, I know it's real. I know those guys are out there breaking bones and getting injured competing in that sport, but how are they just going to hand it to somebody? All right, what you got for me, Dom?
Just for the update, the last time that a heavyweight championship fight was held in Las Vegas was February 22nd, 2020, which, of course, was Tyson Fury defeating Deontay Wilder, and the current heavyweight champ of the world in boxing is Oleksandr Usyk.
Gesundheit!
He actually is the one that defeated Tyson Fury earlier this year in May.
In May. Where was that fight? Does it tell you where it was? In May. So May, that was, I mean, that was just a month and a half ago if it was in May. It probably was, you know, because, excuse me, Cinco de Mayo became like the boxing weekend of the year. Floyd Mayweather did that. At least I'm going to give him credit for it because he always fought on Cinco de Mayo weekend or right around that time. So whatever Dom just said, Usyk, Yayuke, whatever it was.
Oleksandr Usyk.
Yeah, him, he's a heavyweight champ. Great. Come to the States, please, and defend your title. Come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta and defend your title.
I'm sorry, that was May of last year. I apologize. So he's been the champion for about a year and a half now.
He has been the champ for a year and a half.
A little over a year.
And if he walked down a street in a major American city, how many people would stop him? How many people would stop that man?
Probably wouldn't know it was him, but you definitely know he's someone who fights. He looks, you know, heavyweight. So
he's like 6'7", right? Yeah, I remember. Because Tyson Fury was 6'9". Tyson, and I remember seeing the tail of the tape when they were going to fight each other, and they both were pretty large individuals, you know. I mean, but Deontay Wilder was 6'7", you know, so our last couple of heavyweight champs have been extremely tall people. Sometimes you get a heavyweight champ that's 5'10". Like, you know, both – this is crazy. Both Mike Tyson and Joe Lewis. What's the one that always fought Muhammad Ali and always gave him trouble? Joe Frazier. Were both 5'10" and were considered two of the hardest punchers in the history of boxing.
Hey, listen, for my money, Mike Tyson is the most dangerous man to walk the face of the earth as far as I'm concerned. So
that's debatable, but okay. That's okay. I mean, but still, him, both Mike Tyson and Joe Frazier stood at 5'10". Now, Muhammad Ali stood at 6'2", and then Lennox Lewis stood at 6'5", and now you got a, you know, a 6'7 Wilder and a 6'9 Fury, and I think that guy, so Anthony Joshua is another name in the heavyweight game. He's like 6'6". He was supposed to be one of the best fighters out there right now. How tall is that guy? Did you look it up?
Alexander, 6'3", 226.
Okay, that's not bad. And So that means Fury outweighed him by almost 100 pounds.
I would say they probably moved up some weight and stuff like that.
Because Fury used to walk into fights at like 275, 280.
I was going to say, Fury was just a thick
boy. and wasn't chiseled either. So,
no.
Wow. So this conversation started with the breaking news that John Bones Jones has retired from UFC, and the fact that the UFC has just given the belt to Tony Aspinall. I think that's how you say it. Tom Aspinall. Don't know who he is. Couldn't pick him off the lineup if he mugged me, but he is now the UFC heavyweight champ. John Bones Jones, congratulations, 37 years old, retiring undefeated, and you, from what I'm reading, are definitely in the conversation. You are on the Mount Rushmore of UFC Hall of Fame. Could he come back? You know, first off, boxers are known for the I'm retired today, I'm coming back tomorrow. Hopefully, John Bones Jones, who's made a pretty penny, usually when a boxer comes back, Evander Holyfield, I need to stop. He's a Holyfield's an Atlanta native. I need to stop. But usually when they come back, it's because they need some money. It's usually because they have, shall we say, misappropriated their funds. Hopefully, John Bones Jones have no idea how much money he has made over his 15, 20-year UFC career, but he's been around that long, close to 15, 20 years. Hopefully, he has stacked that money. His two brothers, who both played in the NFL, hopefully they have stacked some of their money. And the three Joneses, because there's three of them, one of them played for the Patriots, won a Super Bowl, I can't remember. Hopefully Chandler Jones, and that's his brother. And it was three of them. He had two brothers that played in the NFL.
I say he had two brothers. Yeah. One of them played for the Ravens. The other one played for the Patriots.
Right. Hopefully all three of them can put that money together and come up with Jones International something and keep this thing going. Come up with $10 billion and you can buy the next basketball team. I still can't believe that. I'm going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that later. $10 billion. I know it's not breaking news anymore, but I $10 billion? Holy schmoly. Holy shnikes, Batman. Ha! Woo! 404-726-0929. We got to take a timeout. Come back at the top of the hour. I'm going to have my guy Lindsey Crosby from the Braves today join me and break down these last 4 out of 5 victories. Tell me why the Braves all of a sudden look like another playoff contender and if they can keep this ship afloat. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929 and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.